On this episode of American Chopper.
Don't do that.
Whoa!
Paul Jr. moves into full gear on the Carolina Carports bike.
They took this out of the tank and shipped it. Look at that.
Take a look at what's going on.
While Senior snags a new client.
We would take the hair from back here and move it here.
They got me thinking now.
Junior tells Mikey to steer clear of their dad.
You should never get in a room alone with him because nothing good is going to come of it, right?
I asked my dad to go see a therapist before I agreed to meet with him.
I don't have a relationship with any of my sons right now.
Senior agrees to see a therapist.
I'm very angry and very hurt.
But Mikey's not impressed with Senior's efforts.
He's not coming to make a change for himself or taking ownership for the reason for coming for therapy.
I think it's just kind of manipulative.
Should be a good unveil.
Yeah.
And Paul Jr. unveils his bike to a crowd of 400,000 strong.
How's everybody doing? Good?
Beautiful day to take a ride, so I decided to take the whole shop, and we're going to go up 4455, which is up in the mountains.
We've really been working hard lately, so a little bit of a break does help. Makes you think a little bit more clearly.
I think we're going to ride by bully shop and race the motors and beep the horns and act like idiots.
Just keep working on these projects, and it's good once in a while to get some positive feedback from the owner of the company.
It's not a question of how much money does this cost me to empty out the shop and go for a ride. These guys put in 110% effort to the company, so it's well worth the trade-off.
We came up here to Minnewaska. It's kind of like this lookout point. Kind of just did a state of the company.
All this stuff is starting to come together now, breaking a world record and doing an electrical bike and whatnot. So everybody here is a part of that.
Senior just wanted to really thank everybody just for, you know, everything we've accomplished and the things, yeah, we've been doing the past year.
As far as the issues that go on with Paulie, which is really kind of holding the business back. You know, this whole thing with Paulie that's been going on and on and on, it is a huge distraction. It does affect the company. It's about the 20% ownership that I gave him. And in the contract, at any given time, I could buy him out for fair market value. I had the business appraised at fair market value. He wouldn't do the deal. This has been going on for a year and a half.
It kind of stinks. It's his own son that doesn't appreciate, you know, what he's gotten and what they've done together.
And he claims that all the bikes that are built in the shop, he did all those bikes up.
It's a shame they can't get along and come upon an agreement.
The judge awarded me the buyout, but Paul and his lawyer appealed it, and we're still in court. I'm not afraid to talk about it. I think it took me probably 20 years to really realize that I'm the victim and not him. Everything that Paul and his lawyer has tried to do has not stuck to the wall. To me, it's like a chihuahua biting my ankles all this time, where I'd just rather get bit by a big dog and get it over with.
What's up, Odendahl?
Not much.
Check out that bad boy, Vince.
Shiny.
Shiny.
We're starting assembly on the Carolina Carports bike today. We got the frame back from Chromasters, and of course, it looks absolutely perfect. But that just means there's a lot of work to do.
You know, Rachel's grandfather passed, so Junior's not going to be in today. They have to go do the
wake.
The wake and everything.
Yeah, I heard. So, it's pretty not good.
No, it sucks. So he's going to give, you know, he said to give him a call, Vin, and then he'll tell you what's going on, and then he'll be back tomorrow.
Rachel's grandfather passed away, so Junior has a lot to take care of with family things, and, you know, rightfully, he's not here today.
Yeah, baby.
of the first things we have to do to this bike is get the engine and tranny and the primary on, because the tedious work of wiring basically starts from there. It could be so many hours of just doing the most boring things. But in the meantime, Odie's going to start on the front end, get this thing going. It is a square neck, so there's going to have to be a little modifications here and there to get this front end to fit. But, you know, it's not a problem. It's something we deal with all the time.
Looks good.
Yeah.
It's a blinger.
Yeah, this bike really needs paint bad. Really, we only have 3 solid days to get this thing done. And, you know, Nub at this point hasn't even started painting. I guess he's getting all the tins to paint tomorrow. So, you know, there's another end of the project that really has to be watched out for. He really has to come through as well, because if he don't come through, it doesn't matter what we do here, the bike still won't be ready. You got your front end on?
Yeah.
We're at the Hair Club.
How are you?
Hi. Senior, pleasure to meet you.
Hey, I'm Steve. How you doing?
What I want to do today is kind of walk you guys through and show you the facility.
Cool. Basically, what we're doing here is we're going to check out the process of hair transplant and also other treatments that are available.
We're going to walk into the OR here.
And then we're going to build a bike for him.
This is Zach, Paul Sr.
What's up, Zach? How you doing, all right?
Doing good.
Good.
He's not bald, but he's been thinning in the front. He just wants to look his best.
The growing part of our business today is follicular unit hair transplantation. It's considered the gold standard of transplants. It's where they basically take a donor strip from the back of your head and retransplant it into the front of your head.
Good luck, dude.
Appreciate it.
Send me a picture, all right?
Absolutely.
Honestly, in the last 5 or 6 years, I've been getting a little light on top myself.
Take a look at what's going on.
The hair and scalp analysis was pretty cool. That's where they can tell whether you have donor hair to transplant to different areas. Where'd that dark hair come from?
That's your nice thick hair, all right? And then here is the area that's a little thinner.
Basically, what he said about my hair is that I'm a good donor.
We would take the hair from back here and move it here.
They got me thinking now. Can I walk out of here with more hair on top of my head?
Gray-haired guys like you do really well. They tend to be our happiest patients.
Let's go. Let's do it. I just think the whole thing's amazing. Just the fact that you can have that hair transplant done and you really have your own hair. You know, as far as incorporating stuff into this bike, it has to be something that has a touch of masculinity in it. You know, maybe blades or maybe scissors.
There's going to have to be a lot of creativity involved to come up with something that really describes our company.
It's not going to be a hard thing to design because there's a lot to work with.
Hello.
How are you? Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Mike.
Mrs. Tuttle. What's this?
A little sword action.
Today, I really wanted to just touch base with Paul and tell him about the therapist session that I had with George Toth. I went to a therapist to go talk about the situation with Dad, because I was going to totally write Dad off until maybe he returned to some sort of sanity. But it's probably not the best thing to do entirely, at least for me. And the key word he used was hope.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with that. You can't ever lose hope, but you also have to protect yourself in the sense that you can't just always leave yourself out there.
Oh,
like, things have to change. That's the big thing.
I don't know. You know, I'm trying to give him a chance.
I asked my dad to go see a therapist before I agreed to meet with him, and we'll see what happens, but I really don't have much hope anymore.
The idea of sitting down with Dad with no one else around doesn't make any sense to anybody. You should never get in a room alone with him because nothing good is going to come of it, right?
No.
That's a nowhere street right there. And the problem is, Dad can't be saying, hey, let's talk, but at the same time stabbing someone in the back.
Whether or not Paulie wants to keep up with hope on my father, which I could see if he doesn't because he's getting hammered,
is up to him.
And so you sat down with a counselor. If dad wants to do the same thing, he can do that. And then maybe if you set ground rules, then you could both meet in a controlled environment. You follow me?
Yeah.
You need someone in the middle saying, being a mediator. Yeah. Or else it just right away gets ugly. And who knows, it could even get physical. You know, of course it bothers me to see my brother upset by it. He's a sensitive guy. To see a father mistreat his family, it's a hard thing to deal with. So we're all coping with that in our own ways.
You know, I get over things. I really do. I let go. And then he always does something else. Oh, getting angry.
We had our own therapy session today, brother.
All right.
Let's do the usual.
Bad as it is to have these issues with my dad, I must say that this has definitely brought my brother and myself much closer together. You know, we don't have a strong male figure in our lives that we could look up to. So we have to look to each other.
All right.
All right, go back to work.
Yep, I'll see you guys.
Today we're starting like one of the most favorite bikes I could ever imagine building, called the Hair Club. I wish they could help me out a little bit. Maybe even a toupee.
Does that look square?
Pretty.
What do you got there?
You had a mohawk.
So, old is beautiful. I'll stay that way. I'm gonna build them a nice bike.
The straight razor look. It's got a lot of sharp pointy on it.
Design on a bike is pretty cool. Jason drew a neat tank. We're gonna extend the oil tank a little bit. The rear fender is also gonna match, you know, all the points. That looks cool as And we're also gonna put their initials for a brake light.
Jim Flynn is making the rear fender, which I think is really gonna look great, which he's cutting out with the 5-axis water jet. Rick's not in today, so it's basically me and Amirati.
What do you think of this piece I made?
You got to add on to that? We got to add on to that?
Yeah, I think in the picture it looks that way, right?
What we're working on is the oil tank. There has to be an addition on the back, which basically stretches it a little bit.
Oh, right there will work. You ready?
Yeah, I know you're going to hurt me.
All right, watch your eyeballs. I ain't gonna get
One second, because it's sliding, Mike.
Okay.
You're going to kill me, I know it.
No, man, I'll be when you're ready. Okay. Ta-da. How's that thumb? A little hot?
Oh, my God.
One oil tank. Should be a beaut.
So once Jim brings that fender out, we're going to try and fit it and then probably see what access has to be cut off it.
It's the right fender. You just got to cut the belt relief out.
I thought you said you cut it.
Oh, I did? Well, then everything's right. We got a good start on it today. We're going forwards, which is always good. Now if we can just get the hair to grow that good.
Hey! Yo, yo.
What's going on?
Stop by Nubs today, just going over the Carolina Carport paint. He's got it based out in a really nice deep red color. And we're just talking about some of the detail stuff.
You got this crimped over? Can I peek in there? Like a little Christmas present?
Open it up a little
bit. Yeah, look at that. That's awesome, man. Yeah, that looks
perfect.
The top of the tank looking like carport siding, but still having a tank shape and all the corrugation that runs with the shape of the tank. And that's what's really going to sell the theme. So every stage in the process of this thing getting done, you get more excited because Carolina Carports is going to love this bike. Is there any white anywhere on this? Or
yeah.
You going to do some white?
Other, it's masked up. You can't see it.
Oh, it's under there already?
Yeah.
It's like, is it going to look good, you think, the white in there?
It's going to look cool.
Okay.
He definitely seems still fired up about the whole bike thing, which is good. He just needs a, I'm going to have to like send him pamphlets on different hobbies. He needs to get a hobby.
And then you're going to do your font in there.
Yep.
You're going to do that.
I know what I'm doing, you know. Go get a hobby.
I'll come back tomorrow. I'll bring all the chrome pieces then.
Okay.
This is just one of many stops I'll be making by a Nub shop on this project in particular. I'm going to come back tomorrow with the chrome. We'll hold that up there and see what we can do. All right, if anything comes up, call me.
All right.
Thanks, Nub.
He'll be by tomorrow.
Hobbies. He needs hobbies.
All right, well, I guess I got to start on a gas tank, huh?
Yeah, looks like that's where your journey is, pal.
That's a big tank.
Yeah, it's going to make you pull your hair out.
At least you get it back. I'm starting work up in the gas tank today for Hair Club. And it's a really cool tank. It's just very extreme. Got to be careful with how it reaches around the motor and for the exhaust we're going to build and stuff like that. Pretty much, I'm going to cut all the pieces out of my patterns that I made up. And, hammer them out and shape them the way I want to shape them. Every panel, every piece has to be shaped and contoured quite a bit. It's been a while since I actually made a full tank, just all out of scratch. So it's nice to be using a hammer again and just, make something like this.
Rick.
Hey, I like your glasses.
Looking good.
This is a senior edition of Junior.
Paul Junior, huh?
Dude, I am Paul Junior. I gotta build this tank. Huh? Just get the tracing paper up here for me.
Yeah?
You know, that's what Paul used to do. I mean, Rick and Emirati would do the fabrication. Junior would take the credit for the whole thing. And basically, that's the reality of what used to happen here.
You're gonna hammer this thing out, right?
Yeah, like I always do. You gotta stop doing that. When I design something, I'm the designer. I design stuff. Okay. That's why I design the pipes the other way, not that way, all right? Jason would draw something and he would go in there and critique it and basically take the credit for it. Bring these up like this to follow the fender. I really don't know what you were thinking about. You're going the opposite way. It ruins the whole flow of the bike.
But your dad said to keep it this way.
Just put them the other way. If you're all about yourself, then you do things like that. I'm going to start getting up at 10:30 instead of 11 o'clock, and I'll take care of it myself. Get my shirt and pants done.
Your dad also said you don't know nothing.
They shipped this thing. They took this out of the tank and shipped it. Look at that. We got the handlebars so we can get that all wired up. Today, I'm hoping we'll be done with wiring. I'll be able to start running brake lines, brakes, put the front and rear wheel on. The main idea is that bike is ready to go. All we got to do tomorrow is put the tins on. It might be a late night, but we'll get it done.
I have news. News from the north. I'm moving back into the shop because I got someone to take over the lease at my art studio, and I kind of miss it here.
This is just an announcement from Mike and Joseph Tuttle. I'd like to announce that I'll be moving back into the shop full time. So go f*** yourself. Thank you.
I guess that's
good.
It's a legit way to do it.
I was a little nervous about asking Paul to kind of welcome me back here because I did sort of leave, and I think I might have said I was never coming back.
We look forward to having you back, my friend.
Yeah, well, I have mixed emotions. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, what do you got, some siding going on? Ooh, that looks good.
Hiya. The paint job right now is probably 75% done. Everything left to do now is just all the small detail stuff.
Should be a good unveil. I'm looking forward to it. But it's this Saturday.
This Saturday?
You knew that.
Like 4 days?
Yeah, like this bike ships Friday morning.
Really?
Tomorrow's Thursday. You knew that, didn't you?
No.
You really didn't?
I didn't know
You're
that.
Fine. This is almost done. Only a couple days. A couple thousand hours. A
couple
of work.
Days?
No.
I had no idea that this stuff needed to be done. He's saying Friday, it needs to be done tomorrow. Holy crap. Might you just get it like this? You know what? I'm trying to remain calm. Well, you just sealed my evening, then.
Well, I'll come back at midnight.
No, that's okay.
Come
back at midnight. If I know that there's 2 weeks left, I might wait till the last 2 days. But it's because I want to do that. You know what I mean?
All right, let me get back because we got to keep cracking on this deal. I'm
rock on.
Looks good though. I like it. I'm glad I told him because I thought he was aware when I had to have it. And for me, I got to get back to the shop and keep cracking, because this thing just, all of a sudden, it's like you start to panic towards the end. We want to pace it out nice. We got the wheels. We got to get them on. We have to get to a certain point where we're comfortable, so when we start up again tomorrow, we can get a lot done. All right, Nubby. Thanks, buddy.
All righty. I'll see you later.
Sooner than later.
Yep.
Ooh.
I'm here at the therapist, the one that Mikey seen recently. Mikey feels that I should come here before we could actually sit down together, the two of us, and try and reconciliate things.
Come on in. Hi, Paul.
How are you?
Good. Pleasure. Good. Pleasure to meet you. Why don't you have a seat here?
You know, it's always good to have an outside opinion, you know, possibly share some of the things that I feel is going on and get some input from him also.
I'd like to ask you, why did you feel you wanted to come to therapy?
I don't have a relationship with any of my sons right now, for numerous reasons. Mm-hmm. But I've been working hard on trying to get a relationship with Mikey, and it hasn't been working. There's always been conditions put on it, and I even consider this a condition.
Yeah.
But it's important to me.
Yes.
So if it means coming here and talking to you, if it's that important to him, it's that important to me.
Well, I think today I'm trying to draw out where he stands and what he wants to do to make, maybe he can prioritize what his goals are to try to keep communication flowing between father and sons. So somehow along the years, then, you've kind of grown apart in how you communicate with each other? Or?
Yeah, yeah. I think that as a father, you know, the ultimate thing would be to pass the business on to them, you know?
Yeah.
That didn't happen, and that's not going to happen. And I had to come to a point that I had to finally stop kidding myself, realize that that's not going to happen, and just head off in a different direction.
Wow, those are pretty powerful feelings. You feel you've come to that?
Or do you, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my relationship with my son Paul is the worst. We're in court. I'm suing him.
Yeah.
I'm very angry and very hurt. Very angry and very hurt. More so than anything else that's happened in my life. Mm-hmm. My direction is to reconciliate with Michael. Hopefully that rubs off or has an effect on everybody else. But right now my main objective is Michael.
I think they both love each other. It's a matter of how to show that is needs to grow. Many people have a difficult time in expressing love. And sometimes it comes out when those difficulties are there. It comes out in other ways, negative ways. It's almost like the negative communication is better than no communication.
Yeah.
You want to maintain a relationship, and I sense that you really do have a love connection, but it's the way it's shown maybe is not perceived by them, by Mikey, certainly, in the way you perceive it.
I think that me and Michael have a great chemistry. Listen, he has his defects like everybody else does, but he really has a good heart, and I know that.
Yeah.
I think we both have a good sense of humor. Mm-hmm. He definitely does.
He does.
And I miss that. I really miss that, you know? Yeah.
I guess you got to check it out, Paul. You have to check it out with him. And it sounds like, based on today, our talking now, that you've kind of made a plan that you're going to initiate a contact with him. It sounds like it.
No, absolutely. If it means calling him, I'll call him. If it means emailing him, I'll email him. If it means going over there, I'll go over there. I think at this point, we're both at the point to get together and talk. I appreciate your time. I really do. And I think that there was a lot of gain here.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Good to hear. Okay. Take care.
You too.
I'm working back on the gas tank today for Hair Club. I got the two sides done, which is actually four pieces to the two sides. And then I got the top part done. Hopefully get everything tacked together, get the top tacked on. Then really just get a feel how the tank is going to fit on the frame. We got to be careful with how it reaches around the motor and for the exhaust we're going to build and stuff like that.
That's a big tank.
Yeah. Hopefully the way things are going, it's looking good so far.
Son of a
Everything may be going great for Rick on his tank, but the seat pan, I've been working on it for hours, and no matter what I try, I still can't get it to fit. This thing's really twisting my nose. How about if I just fling it? Oh. Let's just get this thing done. How can you burn that and it get worse? Why? Why can't it just be right? No matter how much I try. There we go. Now that I can live with. See you later.
So I found out my dad actually did go see a therapist.
Called George.
I called George, the therapist, today to, I guess, talk with him about my father's meeting with him. How do you think it went?
I think it went pretty good. I think the fact that he came out was very good. However, I had a couple concerns. The first one was why he came. The main thing he pointed to was the fact he came as a favor to you. It's an issue because he's not coming to make a change for himself or for anyone else. He's not taking ownership for the reason for coming for therapy. He says that he'll call and go to lunch, and I'm not sure what his goal is in that.
I think my father did this sort of just pacify me in order to have a meeting with me. Without a professional there or anything like that. And I think it's just kind of manipulative. And I really don't think he did it as a favor. I think he did it sort of as a favor to himself to manipulate me. And I find that kind of sad.
You don't want another blow up. You have to feel that, gee, if I meet with you for lunch, that I'm going to, the meeting will end in a positive way. And maybe you need to email more before that happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe. I'll never be able to change my father, and I don't want to change my father. I just kind of want him to curb his behavior, you know, and really kind of take time to think about what's important in life, you know, your pride or your family.
He loves you guys, but his ability to convey that and get that across is not working. And putting Junior on a cycle and shooting him off a ramp so that he crashes. Although it's a joke and the family does these things, the timing wasn't the best. Maybe you could email him your feelings about the legal issue. You know, how can he want to get together and communicate when he has a lawsuit, you know?
You know, even if my father were to drop his lawsuit against my brother, which is one of the bigger hanging, kind of looming, keeping me from reconciliation with my father sort of things, I would still insist that if we were to meet, it would be with a professional.
Even though he's purposes and goals were off track, he did meet, and he is responding to your emails, hopefully more on a feeling level, so that's good.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
You know, George is sort of an optimistic fella. You know, I think he really believes in the power of hope.
And I'm certainly willing to meet, and it would be beneficial if your father and you met together with me, certainly. I could meet with him individually if he needed, or with you individually if you needed. Yeah. So those things are open to everyone. I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, after speaking with George about his session with my father, I kind of feel that it's a mini step forward. There are a lot of things that are sort of still lagging, they're still dragging behind, but Rome wasn't built in a day. And I just keep hope that my father will keep at least inching forward. All right, thank you very much, George.
You're very welcome. You have a good day.
You too, sir.
Okay, take care.
That's it, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Today's officially the last day for the build. We're down to the wire, as always, but we're cranking away. So far, it's going pretty smoothly.
Rocking it out.
Hey!
Wow.
Shiny!
Nubs worked all night. He brought us a battery box and an oil tank, but doesn't look like we're gonna get the tins till later.
Hey, did we get a little mention anywhere?
Yeah. Oh, okay, I like it. You know, the folks at Carolina Carports called up and asked if we could put a little memorial on the bike for Adela's father. Nothing too conspicuous, but a nice gesture to her. And Nub did something really nice on the battery box.
Ella, you gonna be here till?
Till it's done.
Yeah, pretty much.
That means get the tins here as soon as you can, or Vin's gonna freaking freak out.
I won't freak out. I'll watch you freak out.
Yeah? You know, anytime you're finishing up a bike, the night before it has to leave, it's a little nerve-wracking. But we're getting there. Vin's plugging away on the wiring, and we're doing everything else we can do to get this thing ready. I mean, I really want to get it ready for when Nub brings the tins. We're just ready to put the tins on.
That's perfect. Will this be good enough to get out of the way?
How's that fitting under there, little Schemos Hobby?
That's actually a really nice looking oil tank.
Rear section's all done. Vin's got to finish the wiring, and Odie's doing odds and ends. Me and him both running the lines and doing pretty much everything else that needs to be done.
How deep is it in there?
It's pretty good, man. I'd give it one more tap. That's good.
It's going to be a late night.
These are going to go this way, right?
Yep. Me and Mike were working on the hair club handlebars today. This is 3.5 center to center.
The last time it took us a day and a half. This time it only took us a half a day.
Pelican. They were off like a 16th of an inch, and I'm pretty critical that way. I like to be perfect. And Senior said if I broke the bars, he was going to crack me in the head.
Don't do that.
I think I did it. I think I just got it. No, I broke the weld.
See what I mean? You can't leave alone.
So he cracked me in the head. And I couldn't really think that good for the rest of the day. But the bars got done.
You know, that's perfect. Rick's coming along pretty good with the tank, which is a major part of the project. The fender is all done, and the struts are on there. Jim made risers for the handlebars. So really, it's a matter of making the front end.
Instead of using a traditional fork-type front end, we're building a custom girder front end. Jason came up with some pretty spiky, angled stuff. We have two 3D aluminum fork legs, and they're going to articulate off of a bearing system with a couple of air shocks between the triple trees.
Got the gas tank pretty much done, so now I'm working on the pipes. They're pretty elaborate, kind of like curving strands of hair, like for hair club. So I have to shape them and cut them to some pretty precise angles. They're looking good. Some of the coolest pipes that we've ever made.
I like it, man. This bike came out nice.
I think that we're pretty much there. It's just a matter of breaking it down and welding it up.
Hey, hey, hey. Brought you your lunch.
You know, my wife stopped by the shop today, and I talked to her a bit about the situation with Mikey. It seems like he has another condition for us to get together and reconcile our differences. I went to therapy, you know that, and then the response I got was, now I want for both of us to go to therapy. So it's kind of like, I don't know whatever happened to manning up and hash things out, you know what I mean? Why does there always have to be conditions on it, you know what I mean? I think what's important is that we figure out what's good for each other. I don't necessarily think that there should be an outside person determining what our relationship should be.
Maybe he just doesn't feel comfortable talking to you one-on-one, so maybe that's why he needs somebody.
Yeah, but we're adults here.
But
we're adults
here.
The guy's 32 years old.
I agree with you. You did what he asked you to do. Mike is starting to put conditions on it again. And, you know, it's stressing him out. He's just like, all right already.
The reason why the separation was between me and Paul is because the stress got to me, and this is kind of the same kind of situation. You know, I guess it hurts my feelings. So I just can't keep doing that to myself. It's just kind of too painful to just keep going back and forth and getting your hopes up. If he wants to get our relationship back together, then he's going to have to come to me and say, let's sit down and talk, because there's no more conditions. That's it. I can't do it no more. That's it. I've emailed to him that I was not going to do that, and basically that, but I'll always be here,
So if you decide that that you want to get together with me, I'll always be available. All right, let me eat lunch. Thanks.
Alrighty.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you later at home.
Whoa!
Shiny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually, like, you know, I'm out of my mind right now. I'm, like, totally like a zombie. So what I think I'm looking at, I like. It's cool.
Really nice. I like this. Dude, how awesome is that, man?
I like it. I'm glad everything worked out well. I just hope the next one, I know exactly when the date was. I thought there was another week involved in this one, so. It's actually a good thing that, like, it was brought up last night, because otherwise...
It looks so good. As always, I appreciate it. Thanks, Nubby.
Rock perfect. On. I'm going to go home and pass out.
Right?
That one went on so nice.
You know, it's really late. We're all tired, but everything is coming along really nicely. Nub did a killer job on the paint as usual, and we finished up the wiring just in time to put the tins on.
I thought we were never going to work crazy long hours again.
Go over to OCC, I hear they're not very busy. They're letting people go at lunchtime and stuff.
The real pressure's on Vin because he's got to drive this thing out tomorrow. And I'd like to see him leave at a decent time so that he's not killing himself.
That cog looking all right?
Okay. It's a pretty monster tank. We should probably give it to it or what?
Yeah, it almost seems like we're teasing it, right?
Yeah. Probably give us enough to start it.
I'm having Geico Bike flashbacks right now. When we went to start the Geico Bike, it took me 5 hours to get started.
All the hard work paid off. The bike looks great, it sounds great, and I think Carolina Carports is going to love it.
I think we're ready to load this thing. Let's get it to North Carolina. Today we're in North Carolina. We're at Carolina Carports, and we're going to be unveiling the bike.
Wow. Hey,
how you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Hi, Rachel. How you doing?
Paul Jr. and his wife, Rachel, are very friendly with everybody, and we want them to come in and be with us as a family. We treat our people as a big family. I haven't been able to sleep or anything thinking, oh, what is the bike going to look like?
Yeah, I think you're going to like it. You're going to like it. Yes. Definitely. I think the expectation is people want to see us keep up that high level of fabrication and theme building. And we did everything in-house, all the fabrication, all the sheet metal. I mean, this is our third bike. And really, I can't thank Carolina Carports enough for giving us this opportunity because we're still trying to make it and we're still growing. It's always great when you unveil a theme bike in front of people who really know what they're looking at. This is what these people do. This is their livelihood. So really no one out there is going to appreciate the bike as much as they do. One of my favorite features and really one of the more time-consuming features was making the top of the tank out of metal to look exactly like the siding. And that was something that we really wanted to pull off. We had all the materials you guys gave us. And we just really wanted that to shine through. We did a 40-wide vertical eave truss for our sissy bar there. People at home don't know what a 40-wide vertical truss is, but when I said it, they applauded because they know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's the kind of integration we try and do for the customer. We really want to integrate what they do into something that's really classy, high-end, racy-looking chopper.
We wanted the exhaust to look like the roll-up for the garage door, and that's what we did. It just feels very all about community. I mean, these guys, these two businesses, Paul Jr. Designs and Carolina Carports, kind of come together, and it seems to me like we'll have a long-lasting relationship.
We have something very special for you.
What is it?
You don't know about.
It says in memory of Catalino Venezuela.
Appreciate you, brother.
Right on top of there. It's very inconspicuous, but it's in there. It's a little tribute.
Thank you so much. And that man is my father. My father was a wonderful man. If it wasn't for him, I would never be the way that I am. My father was everything for me. Thank you so much.
I think my father gave me the best of him. Now, Paul deserves to have the best of his daddy. And I'm pretty sure that one of these days is going to happen, because without Paul Sr., it would not be Paul Jr. And we love Paul Jr. And I bet it is because of his daddy.
I think it's a big day for these guys. You know, they took a chance on me. They're one of my first customers. And apparently I'm not done yet. I guess there's a local festival. It's called the Leaf Festival. And there's supposedly 400,000 people there. And they have it all set up for me to drive this bike through the streets and do another unveil.
You know, we've been building this bike all the way up to yesterday to do this unveiling, and there was no promotion here. We come out here to unveil it, and it's like a sea of people.
What do I see down the road there? It's a bird, it's a plane, it's one of Paul Jr.'s designs.
You know, this is a huge unveil. I mean, there were tons of people out there. I really got psyched up. But I held it together and finally got to introduce Paul and his beautiful new motorcycle.
How's everybody doing? Good? Wow. They said there'd be a lot of people here, but I didn't think there'd be this many. You know, I think these people come out and support us because they believe in what we're doing. They see that we're a family, that our priority's in order, and they want to see what we're going to do next.
Being that we're a new company, it's people like this that are keeping me in business, that enable this kind of an opportunity for me to come out here, unveil a bike for a crowd like you guys, all excited about it. So I'm just very grateful today.
You know, I really couldn't be happier for Junior or his company, because he takes a lot of crap from his father, and, you know, to come out here and get the support that he's getting, you know, it makes me really happy as a friend.
It's an honor and privilege for me to present to you a key to the city. So that means you'll be coming back again.
Absolutely.
On your next visit, I do expect to get a ride on one of those custom built bikes.
That's fair enough. That's a deal.
You know, I thought it was great to see Paul get the key to the city.
You know, I always wondered, will this get me in any building in the entire city?
I was very proud of him.
Thank you very much. That was very nice. And again, guys, thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll be back sooner than later. Thanks a lot. You know, this is our third build. And, you know, I don't think there's any stopping us. We got a great team we've assembled. And we're just going to keep doing the right thing and keep building nice bikes.